Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:14 now on this Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. Highs of 86 today. They're saying it's a bit cooler on the North Shore. I don't feel it here on the South Shore. It's 72 and humid as all get out, 88 for a high tomorrow, and then near 90 for Memorial Day weekend, and chance for showers after that through pretty much October when the next cold front comes through. But all we can do is hope for a quiet hurricane season, right? I asked you to text me at 504-260-1870 about a couple of different things when it comes to vacation. Would you take a vacation on credit? Have you ever borrowed money to take a vacation? That just goes against everything I was ever raised to do, so I would never do that. The other question is, have you ever taken a vacation that's come in on budget? I can say I never have. It always seems to run over budget, and then you face the credit card when you come back. Ted Rossman joins us now, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, to tell us what Americans look like on vacation. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever taken a, I'm not trying to pry into your personal life, but I can't imagine you borrowing money to go on vacation.
No, I've been fortunate enough to always be able to pay credit cards in full, which obviously is the more desirable part if you can. I understand, you know, nobody really wants to be in credit card debt, but certainly if you can use cards to your advantage by paying in full, avoiding interest, getting those rewards, that's the better way to go if you can.
Of course, if you can pay it, yeah, every 30 days, that's different than, or if you can pay it the total and use the points, that's different than actually financing a vacation on a credit card, which, when it comes to any kind of long-term debt, you never want to finance on a credit card, right? I mean, right there, that should throw up a warning sign.
That's right. Yeah, we want to avoid adding to debt, certainly for discretionary reasons. I mean, I understand sometimes people need to do it for daily essentials or one-off emergency expenses. Those are actually the biggest causes of credit card debt. But yeah, it would be worrisome to put a vacation on a card and pay a 20% interest rate for years and years. That's the issue, is that half of credit card holders already carry debt from month to month, and the average interest rate's about 20%, and you know, the average debt load is about $6,600, according to TransUnion. So, you know, if you make minimum payments in that scenario, you're in debt for 18 years, and you pay $9,600 in interest. We just don't want to add to that if we can. I feel like a better choice would be to maybe scale back the vacation plan. Not that you can't have any fun, but you know, maybe you stick a little closer to home, or try to set money aside in advance. That's another good tip, is that research shows that when you name an account, it's powerful. Mm-hmm. You're less likely to raid the account for something else. You're more likely to want to contribute to it. Like if there's a trip you really want to go on next year, name the account Paris 2026 or whatever it is, and then you're going to steadily contribute to it. You're less likely to dip into it for something else. That can actually be a powerful motivator.
I guess the way I was raised, Ted, if a vacation is supposed to be to relax, I'm not relaxing if I know I'm taking out a loan from a bank or financing the vacation, or that I got to pay for it when I come back. Although, as I said, a lot of times it always runs over budget because you figure I'm here. How often am I going to be in England? How often am I going to be here, there, the other thing? You get the souvenirs, you have the experience, whatever. How important is it when it comes to taking a vacation that you establish a budget, and does that go to planning what you're going to do before?
It's a really good idea because then you're accounting for it on the front end, and then it's not an impulse buy. It's not something, hopefully, that's going to lead to overspending. Sticking to a budget is definitely important. We see in our research that about a third of summer travelers are going to take on debt, which is worrisome just given how high these interest rates are. It's about 20% on average for credit cards. We're actually seeing an uptick in the percentage of people using buy now, pay later services like Affirm and Afterpay and Klarna for vacations and other discretionary purchases. There's even a buy now, pay later company specifically geared towards travel called Uplift. And I know the installments sound tempting, but it's still debt and it can still stick with you. Some of the appeal is that maybe it's shorter term or a lower interest than a credit card, but not always. These plans are evolving and many of them are lasting longer and they are charging higher interest rates. We see in our data that only about half of Americans plan to travel this summer, 46% of U.S. adults, about a quarter are not planning any sort of summer vacation, about a quarter are not sure yet, 10% planning a staycation. These figures are actually pretty similar to last year, very similar, which is kind of surprising. You would think that this year we might have seen more of a dip just because people are worried about tariffs and inflation and is there going to be a recession. But travel is kind of holding its own. The demand has plateaued a little bit, but it's plateaued at a high level.
So let me ask you this. I'm old school, right, Ted? You know that. When it comes to buy now, pay later, I can appreciate that from a branding standpoint, from a product differentiation standpoint, from the marketing side of it, but that by definition is credit, and that is when you have credit, you incur debt. So I don't understand how buy now, pay later is different.
Some people kind of trick themselves into the installments, almost like an infomercial of four easy payments of $19.99, and you don't think of it as being debt. One of the interesting trends is
Wait, hang on a second. I don't mean to argue with you, but it's called buy now, pay later. So how can you not think of that as debt? I'm not trying to be silly here. Seriously.
Well, a lot of people do view it differently. You know, these plans started out as more of an e-commerce play for clothing and electronics and other things. And the fixed installments are one of the things that draws people in because open-ended credit card debt can be scary, can drag on for a really long time. A lot of these users are young people without much money and without much credit. It started out as four interest-free payments over 6 weeks, but it's gravitated oftentimes now to longer plans, anywhere from 3 months to a couple of years. And those plans do tend to charge interest, often similar to a credit card, something like 15 or 20%, sometimes more, sometimes less. But the installments are part of what draws people in. And sometimes we can trick ourselves with that because you don't think about the total cost. You just think about the biweekly or monthly installments. And these plans are often now being used for services, everything from dining to travel to medical, dental, veterinary, other things. In some ways, it's a smart business model, but it's not always to the consumer's advantage. You do need to be careful about the total cost. A lot of people get fixated on the installments, and they don't view it as debt the same way as you might with a credit card or a student loan or something like that.
We'll take a break. I don't understand how that's different than buying a car and making installment payments on a car. Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. Ted Rossman's our guest, Bankrate senior industry analyst. I'm old school when it comes to money, man. I got to tell you, I really am. That's the way I was raised. It's the way I'll always be. 621 traffic now, WWL. Oh, you did say right here. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ted Rossman, Bankrate senior industry analyst. Ted, I think one of the things that you said just now that's very important is name an account. Dedicate an account and money and a purpose behind it, like a vacation account or a Paris account, whatever you want to call it, and then you'd be more likely to save and less likely to rate it, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that can be a great tip to save for a vacation or a home renovation or lots of things. I mean, you can often have many sub-accounts within a a larger bank account. The main point here is giving every dollar a job, knowing where your money is going, budgeting for things on the front end, both essential and discretionary. It's something that a lot of people are doing with envelopes, with cash. It sounds kind of old school, but even a lot of Gen Zers are doing this. It's kind of a TikTok craze where you get these nice looking envelopes and you have one for gas and one for groceries and one for restaurants, and that's your monthly budget for that category. And because it's cash, when it's out, and you can't go into debt. That's something that a lot of people are using as a debt avoidance technique.
Let me tell you, whatever it takes. I know I was on a roll for a while of just hoarding cash and saving and turning $100 bills until I had to get it out of the house. Then when I tried to get it out of the house, the bank wouldn't take it because of IRS regulations. Long story. Somebody texted in and said, leaving Wednesday for Panama City Beach till following Monday, then leaving there for Myrtle Beach for another week, country festival rounds. Can I afford it? No. Am I going? Hell yeah. Need a reset. So along those lines, Ted Rossman, I don't know how old you are, and that's not important, but there is a balance I've found as I matriculate down the road of life between saving and living responsibly. And, you know, the clock continues to tick. And maybe if you want to climb Everest and you keep putting it off, by the time you get to be 50, you're not going to make it. So how do you balance bucket list items with living within your means?
Well, that's an interesting question, and sometimes people put fun names on it, like doom spending or revenge spending. These are trends that we're seeing among people, especially in their 20s, some in their 30s as well. The idea is that, unfortunately, a lot of people are pessimistic about the economy. We see that in various consumer sentiment surveys from the University of Michigan and the Conference Board and others. People are not feeling great about the economy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
People are still spending anyway, which is really interesting. Sometimes they're doing it because maybe things are better than they realize. But other times it is sort of out of this pessimism that, you know, I'm worried about my student loans. I'm worried about high housing costs and childcare. And you know, there's a lot of expensive household formation costs that have only gotten higher. And a lot of young people are pessimistic about these traditional milestones. They're delaying getting married or having kids, but you know, at least they can go on the trip. At least they can go to the music festival or the hot new restaurant. This is a trend that we're seeing, and sometimes people are even taking on debt to do so. Some of it is connected to the pandemic, you only live once kind of sentiment. There's a lot of uncertainty out there, and a lot of people are living for today, and they're going to figure out how to pay for it later.
You know, one thing I wish, and I guess it's human nature, if I was as cheap when I was 20 as I am now, I'd be in pretty good shape. But I guess none of us are, right, Ted?
Well, yeah, I mean, we do need to find that balance. One thing that young people have on their side is time. And every dollar you invest in the markets when you're in your 20s could be $30 or $40 or $50 by the time you retire. So that's one thing I would underscore, is that you don't even necessarily need to put in a ton of money when you're young, because you probably don't have a ton of money. But compounding really works for you. If you get a 10% return, which the markets have historically delivered, well, your money's doubling every 7 years. And the more of those doubling periods you have, the better. So even someone who saves a modest amount in their early years can end up with more than somebody that actually saves more later on. It's that power of compounding. So you want to get in that workplace 401k if you have access and steadily contribute to it. These things can add up over time more than you realize.
I wish they had a parallel window I could go to and click open to see where I would be right now if I hadn't had the experiences I had and saved money and see if I'd be happy or not. Thank you, Ted Rossman. A pleasure as always. Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. 6:31, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 6:43, 17 till 7 on this Thursday morning. That's when we talk to Mike Strain, rather, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Mike Strain?
Man, I am doing excellent. We're getting ready to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Everyone is getting ready. They're going to be barbecuing and telling everybody, don't forget, you can still get some nice crawfish and the shrimp are running. So you could have a nice crawfish boil, and it's going to be a great weekend. Had a little bit of rain. It's a little moist. Temperature's not too bad. But, you know, we've already seen one heat stroke case at the veterinary hospital, you know, in a dog. So it's time. We have to be careful because it is getting hot out there really quickly. But it's going to be a great weekend. We just can't wait.
Mike, you are a beloved veterinarian, so let me bring that up. When it comes to signs of heat stroke in animals, I was outside playing tennis with, not tennis, but hitting a tennis ball for Teddy yesterday, and he was getting it, and I had to stop him because he was getting all hot and, you know, tongue hanging out the side of the mouth and so forth. The dogs, sometimes they don't know when to stop, right?
No, they don't know, and that can be what can happen. They just get really excited. The other thing is if they're in a car, you know, you cannot leave them in a car with the windows rolled up. And sometimes I've even seen heat stroke in a moving vehicle when a light-skinned, light-haired dog is in the back, you know, of a vehicle, a pickup truck, and they're out in the field and it's moving, but it's hot and they're running back and forth in it. And I've seen them have a heat stroke in the back of the truck in motion. And the first thing you see, they'll be panting excessively. Then, you know, oftentimes they collapse, they can seizure, and they'll be drooling. But, you know, they're obviously in trouble. And if they start panting, they start getting hot, you know, you need to bring them in, get them in some cool air, make sure they have, you know, some nice, you know, fresh water. It doesn't have to be ice cold, but cool them down. You can also, you know, take some water and rub on their pads or on the belly, on the abdomen to help cool them down. And of course, you can always use, if you have rubbing alcohol, that works a little bit better. But signs of heat strokes, very similar, you know, in animals as in people. But it is an emergency, and you got to cool them down. And the other group of people that get heat stroke are generally, you know, human beings between the ages of 28 and 45. They're out there, and they're pushing the limit. You know, older gentlemen and people like me and you, you know, we kind of know, look, I don't feel quite so good. I'm a little dizzy, or, you know, my mentation is not too good. Something's wrong. You know, I go inside. But younger people will push the envelope, and especially if they've been drinking alcohol. You need water. You don't need alcohol. And you can have that heat stroke can be very serious. And in any creature, humans, et cetera, the effects of a heat stroke can last a long time. And we're talking about days and sometimes months. And if it's severe, it can last for, you know, many months and maybe a year or two because you can get some nerve damage from that.
I remember when I was about 30, I would take pride in running in the middle of a summer day on a levee, like 5 miles. And then I'd get home and see the dog lying in the shade looking at me like I was crazy. And I'm wondering, who's the smart one here? Dog knows more. The dog knows enough to lay in the shade, and I'm out there running in the sun. Let's talk about hurricane season coming up and FEMA and preparation and so forth, Mike.
Yes. Well, you know, hurricane season starts June the 1st, so it's around the corner. And, of course, you know, when you look at the predictions for hurricane season, you know, FEMA, and dealing with FEMA and the National Weather Service, and we're going to get the official prediction from NOAA. But they say we could have an above-average season, 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, 4 major hurricanes, and that's the kicker, 4 major. But look, we don't need any, but it's a strong possibility we could have one. And FEMA has publicly announced that they're not ready. They said we're 80 to 85% ready. I said, and, you know, June 1st is right around the corner, and we're not really sure, you know, about what FEMA intends to do. There's been a lot of discussions, you know, about cutting FEMA back, a lot of discussions about FEMA just say, look, instead of us doing all this, we're going to send the money to the states. Well, we need to have a plan in order. We need to know where we're at because the hurricane's coming. And, you know, this needs to be dealt with ahead of time and not during the emergency, because the way it works, and Louisiana is a model for the rest of the United States and for the world when it comes to dealing with disasters and hurricanes. And it's, you know, we're very good at it because we've had a lot of practice, and through the office, the governor's office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, which is called GOSEP, which I've been sitting at that table now almost 20 years. FEMA is in there with us, embedded with us, as with all the state agencies, the, you know, the National Guard, Sheriff's Association, State Police, everybody is there in that room. And then we have our second in commands on the outside in the larger room. But we deal with everything as it occurs and live, with, so there's no delays. And FEMA needs to stay there, be a part of that. And we need to work this out. The main thing is that everyone needs to know what to do, what their responsibilities are, so we can have some predictability when it comes to dealing with these disasters, because the situations must be dealt with in live time. We can't have a situation like we had with Hurricane Katrina, you know, where people are on the side of the road for 5 days with nobody knowing about them and nobody going to get them. It needs to be dealt with immediately. And if we need assets, we need it now: water, ice, MREs, additional, you know, federal assistance, fuel. You know, fuel is a big deal. And again, because we do expect at least four major hurricanes. So, and just statistically, 62% of all hurricanes that enter the Gulf of Mexico touch Louisiana in one way or the other.
And I know, you know, it was later in the year, but before people get stuck on a number of storms, I would remind them that Andrew, Betsy, Camille, ABC, the top three storms. You understand what I'm saying in terms of alphabet, and you don't have to go deep into the season. It only takes one. Let's talk about what's going on with the seafood industry and ask before you eat.
A lot of buzz about the seafood industry. You know, we've hearing more bills and more things going through the legislature. And the exciting thing now is that I think the Louisiana public is more awakened to ask before you eat, where does my seafood come from? We're really pushing to emphasize, to grow, and to really to rebuild our seafood, our domestic seafood industry. We're also, you know, Washington, D.C. is also, you know, the Trump administration is working saying, yes, we need to rebuild our domestic seafood industry. So there are a number of bills, and one by Representative Kerner, where we are streamlining, realigning the testing process that we have. And so, you know, with the seafood industry, a number of things that were in the Lieutenant Governor's office under the Seafood Safety Task Force, and I've been working with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser jointly, you know, we're streamlining that because we've been working for the Lieutenant Governor's office, you know, doing the seafood testing by contract. And so that's moving over into our office, the Office of Weights and Measures, to be streamlined. But the way it works now, you know, in addition to looking at labeling on imported seafood, we're going to be doing testing of imported seafood and that sort of thing. So everybody knows what they're getting, and just also to make sure that it is safe as it can be, because on the federal side, on the Food Safety Modernization Act, the federal government's only 5% of where they said they would be as far as testing imported food products from around the world. They're only doing 5% of what they said they would be doing by now. So we're stepping up to the plate. But the biggest part is that we're going to be promoting seafood. You know, right now, shrimp season is underway. And so everyone, you know, really needs to be eating some shrimp. You know, and of course, crabs. When's the last time you had a hamper of nice crabs? And of course, crawfish, we're on the tail end of the season. A lot of really nice crawfish coming out of the basins right now. And the price, you can go to Rouse's. You can go to Rouse's right now and get, you know, some pretty nice crawfish for under $2 a pound live. Mm-hmm. They are very affordable right now. And, you know, so don't come back in July once. Man, I wish I had some crawfish, because you're going to have to wait till next year because they're seasonal. but they are right now, they are plentiful. And so people are having crawfish boils. And don't forget, but don't forget our friends in the seafood, of course, our oysters, our crabs, and our catfish. And because it is a huge part of our economy, we're trying to grow aquaculture, but we're also, you know, trying to just reestablish. When you think of Louisiana, I want you to think about our magnificent seafood. And, you know, if we all just eat a little bit, I know it's a hardship to eat more seafood. Oh, it's just, you know, just something we just got
to
do.
Somebody says to do it.
That's right. Think every day is Friday during Lent. And, of course, though, that will really make a big difference, because where we're at now in the shrimping industry, we have to rebuild the infrastructure. In other words, we have to get people back into the boats, back into the Gulf, and start that entire infrastructure, bringing in those shrimp so that we can bring in enough shrimp and have the infrastructure to be economically competitive with the imports. And we're going to do that by promoting our products and really getting everybody back to having some shrimp etouffee and, you know, so boiling shrimp, frying shrimp, you know, just barbecuing shrimp and that sort of thing. So we're excited about that. The legislature is determined really to make this work. And I think we're going to be trying to do more advertising, get some advertising dollars, you know, to reawaken the public to that seafood treasure that we have and eat more street seafood.
You just made the boss smile. Thank you, Mike Stray, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 654, 6 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.